This podcast is supported by Progressive, a leader in RV insurance. RVs are for sharing adventures with family, friends, and even your pets. So if you bring your cats and dogs along for the ride, you'll want Progressive RV insurance. They protect your cats and dogs like family by offering up to $1,000 in optional coverage for vet bills in case of an RV accident, making it a great companion for the responsible pet owner who loves to travel. See Progressive's other benefits and more when you quote RV insurance at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pet injury is an additional coverage and subject to policy terms.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Pickens Jackson.
All systems go.
Live from the Whiskey 61 Lounge inside the Bank Plus Studio.
This is now in order.
Live in the studio. It's the Out of Bounds Show with Bo Bounds.
Streaming live worldwide on the Out of Bounds radio app.
And on your radio at ESPN 105.9.
All set. Let's go.
The Zone.
Never know. You just never know. Good morning. Welcome in. Weekend starts this afternoon. We'll take advantage. We are the Out of Bounds Show. ESPN 105.9 The Zone. Let me say it one more time. The weekend starts this afternoon. And that's not awesome. Oh, goodness.
It ain't bragging if you can back it up.
There we go. There we go.
It ain't bragging if you can back it up.
Woo! Goodness gracious. Don't forget about this as we go into the weekend.
It is not super hard to get to Omaha.
Whoa. Whoa.
I would say getting to Omaha is its equivalent maybe to a Sweet 16 in basketball. Maybe a, shotgun fight. Maybe a round of 32.
Round of 32. Tell that to Mike Bianco and Chris Lemonis this year. Heck, and Coach Oz at Southern Miss. Good morning. Welcome in. Bet 50, play 40. Pearl River Resort, Golden, Moon, Casino, Sportsbook, and Lounge. You know it's got a full bar and grill. Good wings, quesadillas, burger. Bet 50, play 40. Golden Moon Casino Sportsbook and Lounge, an award-winning Dancing Rabbit Golf Club. Book your stay and play now. Guys' trips, buddies' trips, couples, whatever. Pearl River Resort. We'll be there next week. We're looking forward to that. It's been too long since I've been to Phillip M's, so it will be on. Not sure. That shrimp appetizer or calamari is where we're going to start with some Wilderness Trail bourbon. I just threw all that out, and it's not even 3 minutes into the show. Jackson, what are you wearing over there? Miami something?
Oh, back with the city jerseys, the city shirts. I told you I racked up on them.
Oh, are you wearing your Lululemon shorts?
We're going with they are yoga shorts again.
You got yoga shorts on?
Sure do.
You need to go downstairs during the breaks this morning and let all the females that are coming into Beagle Bagel Cafe in Madison know that you're wearing yoga shorts.
I mean, I figure I started off with a little catcall.
And let them know, hey, you can touch them. They're silk.
They're pretty nice.
Yeah.
They're pretty nice. I'm proud of these yoga shorts.
How are they officially yoga shorts compared to, like, I don't know, workout, like just cardio, Pilates, go lift weights? How are they yoga shorts?
You know,
I mean, I'm just curious.
You know the answer to this one, baby.
What?
Power of branding and just marketing.
Okay.
That's all it is.
Okay.
You slap yoga on that thing and tell them everybody it's yoga shorts. Who's to tell you it's not?
Do people still do yoga?
They do.
Or was that more of a...
No, they're in.
1990 kind of like eight thing.
Well, the wooks are out
it
there.
It didn't get hippies. Here till probably... Well, probably got to California in like 1985. What did somebody say that I thought was funny? It would be called stretching in Cleveland, Ohio, but out in Manhattan Beach and Beverly Hills and Hollywood, they called it yoga.
the best stretch you can get.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Does anybody really do yoga anymore?
I think, you know, they have these little classes here and there because some, you know, they, man, you know, they, you know, these yoga instructors, they get out there and they market themselves.
I don't believe it. I don't believe we're still doing yoga in 2024.
We moved on to the
all the other special pure bar, like we talked about, pure bar, Pilates, Hot Works, hot yoga. I don't think we ever did. We ever decipher the difference between yoga and hot yoga, other than maybe you're in some kind of, you know, box that's 200 degrees. Look, I've got it right here. Hot Works does hot yoga, Pilates, and bar workouts. So they're trying to steal from everybody.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
Yeah.
Just take everybody's ideas. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
We did decipher. I was deciphered upon, actually, whenever I left here.
Okay.
And it was told that, you know, this was by my CEO and boss down there.
Yeah.
At the weed stuff down there at Kelly's. And she told me that 90 minutes... In the hot yoga place or in a sauna is hot yoga, but they don't do that there. They do intermittent, you know, 15, 30s. And that the house they're going to go in a hot yoga spot over there is 30 minutes long, but they do intense workouts as opposed to long stretches.
Yeah. Nobody wants to do 90 minutes anymore.
That's so long.
It says hot yoga is typically performed in a room heated to 105 degrees Fahrenheit.
They get it up to 120.
Okay. It's hot yoga practices seek to replicate the heat and humidity of India. Well, we don't even have to try to do that.
No, we got.
I mean,
beat.
Once we come into June, July, and August, hell, in September.
Yeah.
I mean, all of college football has gotten insufferable in September, where we all run out there and tailgate with our clothes sticking to each other, which is
drenched.
Very odd to me, but I don't know how much longer Wendy and I are going to do that, but we're going to do it another, you know, year or so, and then I think we're going to retire there. Hey, the Ag Up Equipment text, I know Wendy is. The Ag Up Equipment text line, 601-885-3776. I think we tailgated last year about a grand total of 24 minutes or something over 8 home games. Well, we've got friends inviting us to, you know, places in the stadium that open that are air conditioned and open up 2 hours before. So, you know, it. Now, you give me a good, you know, 55 degree day, pullover day.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if we get them in October anymore, but October, November, then I can chill and do all that.
Al Gore's fault.
It's Al Gore's fault.
It's got to be his fault.
Yeah. I mean, goodness gracious, what are we going to do? I don't know. Nancy Pelosi's going to save us. 50 years into Congress, she's going to get it right this year. Okay, so the Ag Up Equipment text line, 601-885-3776. It left me first. Oh, there's a picture of hot yoga.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, I don't know if I could do that pose.
I mean,
ooh,
some of those stretches are pretty intense.
I don't think it's probably not for me, but I may can do some of the stuff. Each class is 90 minutes long, but yeah, they've condensed that. Yeah. Now they're people want to get in and out 15, 20 minutes, whatever, 30. 90. All right. Twitter handle at Bo Bounds. Looks like we've got a pretty jam packed third hour. So in the second, we'll go Steve Palazzolo on the NFL draft. By the way, it's right around the corner. I'm not going to go to Detroit.
What?
Nope.
Motor City?
I'm not going to go.
Oh, come on.
I'm not going to go. I'm not going to make this one. May not make it at all between now and whenever it's my time. But, in fact, I know Wendy's not making it. So Wendy's not going to Detroit. So that would be a waste of time.
It'd have to be in New Orleans. It'd have to be convenient.
Yeah.
New Orleans. Very convenient, though.
Next year, the Super Bowl is in New Orleans.
That's pretty convenient.
I'm not going to the Super Bowl because that's not interesting. But I'm going to, you know, we're going to have to venture on down there on, like, Wednesday. Whew. And do the Wednesday, Thursday, and get back on Friday.
Man.
Tight deal. Yeah.
Good luck, New Orleans.
Oh.
As a city.
It'll be an S show.
That's going to be.
No doubt. No doubt. I don't know why we can't cuss on FCC yet. I mean, I got to change the rules. I mean, we can say damn and hell, but that's
right.
That's not everything.
That's boring.
That's not everything we need to do. The Bush Light caller line, 601-707-3750. We're going to have Jack Bourgeois. Isn't that a cool name? He's head of sales for Key City. They're on fire. Key City Brewery out of Vicksburg. And then Joseph Stotchel, who's the owner of Martin's. He's opening up out in Livingston. He's already got the Martin's Market. I think he's coming in at 9:30. We're going to pour some of that Patron private barrel selection tequila. Patron. Oh, it's Añejo. Yeah, it's Patron Añejo private barrel selection. Big board coming up next. Baby, get a blister on your thumb.
For an epic guys trip, leave some room for chance. Roll the dice at a Mississippi casino. Take a swing at Topgolf. Or try your luck with some deep sea fishing. Whatever you do in Mississippi, a good time is pretty much a sure bet. Make your plans today at visitmississippi.org/guys trip. Mississippi, wanderers welcome.
What's on the big board?
You know, whoever thought that Bill Belichick would be going on Pat McAfee's show? That's wild. Nick Saban's just hanging out at a golf tournament yesterday. It's just weird. It is weird. Now, Harbaugh's no longer around, but he's still in the game. I mean, he's, what is it? Seven, yeah, he's up. It's 5:15 out in L.A. He is at the, he is either on his way or at the L.A. Chargers facility. Ain't no doubt about that.
Probably getting a workout in.
Yeah. Yeah. That guy, he and his brother are disciplined and locked in. I read that article years ago on his brother, John Harbaugh. It broke down his week, actually. And everything was planned out down to the minute. No, I'm not kidding. What? Down to the minute.
No.
Yeah, I've got it back there. If you read it, your jaw would drop. I don't know if you know anybody or if I know anybody that's got that kind of schedule. Even anybody listening. Even a type A X, Y, and Z professional. No, I mean, it's down to
it's
looking at what John Harbaugh did with the Baltimore Ravens and his minute by, you can type in ESPN, the magazine, John Harbaugh article. Yep. It'll come up. It will just one half day will blow your mind. It's insane.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, this is broken down in literally 30-minute increments. You got to be kidding me.
Yeah. So he sleeps at the facility during the year. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and I think maybe Wednesday night, which is sounds miserable.
He does what?
And I know he makes a lot of money. But he sleeps at the facility, as you can see, Jackson.
Oh, my jaw did drop. Yeah, it did.
Huh?
My jaw did drop.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize that. Holy man, he sleeps on the office couch.
He does. Which, if I'm in the NFL, I get a bed. And that's dumb.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just going to be honest. That's, when I read that, I thought that's silly.
A little much.
I mean, you're in the NFL. You have unlimited resources. All the franchises are multi-billion-dollar franchises.
Give me a bedroom.
Yeah. I mean, get a double bed or a king in there somewhere. Yeah. But, yeah, so that's his minute by minute. Lots of his meetings are 15 minutes, which is smart.
Yeah.
We meet too long. Any meeting that's over 15 minutes or any Zoom call or seminar or whatever is nonsense. But we are the big board this morning. Good morning. Welcome in. We're brought to you by Core Wellness and Recovery. Core Wellness and Recovery. Oh, yeah. You can meet Ted. Hair restoration. if you're a male or female, female or male, starting to see hair loss. You want to get on it quick. Hold on. Oh, well. Ted Restoration. It's, I call him R2-D2. No needles, no pain, all that. I mean, it is an expensive piece of equipment, but you can go in for a free consultation. Core Wellness and Recovery in the township across from Sombra. And they'll walk you through what you can do with Ted. Hair Restoration at Core Wellness and Recovery in the township across from Sombra. IV therapy too, which I love. Red light therapy, cryo skin, among others. But you want to go see Ted Hair Restoration, R2-D2, if you're starting to show a little hair loss. Get on it. You got to get on it early, though, for Ted to help you. They're having big-time success with females and males. Core Wellness and Recovery in the township across from Sombra. Good morning. Welcome in. We are the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. You know, it wasn't as good. The national days yesterday were awesome. You know, we had crawfish. We had Malbec, which I may have had a little bit more of that Piatelli Malbec starting about 4:45 or 5 yesterday afternoon.
Smart.
On the back porch with Wendy. And it was nothing short of delicious. That is one of my favorite grapes in the world. And I'm not going to apologize for it.
You should.
So how about that?
We should be thanking you, actually.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Be hot take.
Man, goodness gracious. What else? Oh, was there one that jumped out at me, though? There was. It wasn't great. I do appreciate linemen. Linemen that, like, Entergy linemen.
Oh, man.
Or any kind of, I mean, those men and women. So it's Lineman Appreciation Day. And shout out to everybody who kicks tail and makes our life better and does things to help all of our soft you-know-whats. Because y'all get it done. And we just had a crew move a bunch of lines around my house, and they were awesome. And I should have gone out and given them all $100 a piece, but I have two kids in college. But I love them. Shout out to all the linemen out there that get it done. Now, this is a huge day for Jackson. It's National Exercise Day. Since we've been talking about yoga, hot yoga, Pure Barre, all the different things that you can do now. And it's National High Five Day. And I thought about this morning, and I wrote down a couple of things. And I thought, you know, two of the worst guys in sports that can't get it right, but it's awesome, is a golfer and a caddy. And I thought about it this morning, and here's what I came up with. I said, now, why do golfers and caddies screw up the high five? Well, they don't do it much. They only do it really when it's like a hole in one in a tournament, which is still few and far between, or when they win it and only one person wins it. Okay, I mean, they're very methodical. Even when they hit great shots, they just kind of, I mean, every now and then they may fist bump or high five, but it's not prevalent. It's not something you see all the time. Then I thought about this. When I was growing up, everybody high fived on the basketball court.
Absolutely.
Now, I don't think it's as much because, you know why? Every possession that you scored, you could, especially as the point guard, and that's what I played, you made sure to high five everybody else coming down as you set up on defense. Now the game is played so fast, you don't have that time because of transition offense,
right.
Fast break offense, people actually moving it up the floor. Those that aren't are running an archaic offense, but that's okay. I told you what I'd do in high school girls basketball. I'd win a 9 million games. Well, I mean, we'd shoot in 3 seconds.
Just go.
It does. I mean, if you get down there and run an offense, you're not going to get a good shot.
No.
Same with high, you know, and then high school boys to a certain extent. I mean, if you're not running it up and down the court, no, let's pull it out and run an offense. What are you doing? What?
Reset it.
You know what your odds are at pass 3 and 4? Not good. Right? Because, again, usually you've got a couple of good players, and then you got a bunch of guys who are just playing. They're waiting until track and field starts, right, or baseball or football spring training or whatever. And now that we don't have to go through the post, thank God, I was born too early. But now that we don't have to, you know, go through the post anymore, which really, when you kind of step back and think about it, was dumb. You know, you can do more in basketball, but there's not as many high fives. There's actually more high fives in football, which there weren't when I was growing up. Now there are. You know, I envision. I was thinking about this morning. I always see Dak. I mean, he's always touching hands. Boom. You know, CD, an offensive lineman. Boom. Mahomes. But the high five is, you know, it's fun. We love to see it. There have been all kinds of choreographing throughout the years in NFL end zones or, you know. And then what we love to do as fans, we love to high five our friends. Oh, it's fun.
Yeah.
Like I did a lot of watching Hubbard play this year.
High fives.
I was high fiving a bunch of my buddies because when Hub shoots from downtown.
Yeah, you feel good.
Yeah.
You feel good. You got to slap something.
Right.
Might as well slap somebody's hand.
Right. So it's fun to be in the crowd, in the stadium, in the arena, right? Coliseum, pavilion, or the hump, and high-five your buddies. Or your wife or girlfriend. It doesn't matter. Women love to high-five, too.
Yes.
So it's National High-Five Day. Who did it best? They say that Dusty Baker and another teammate started it. Back in a second.
Hi, I'm Johnny Donaldson, Executive Vice President and Chief Culture Officer of Bank Plus. Buying a home is a big goal, and Bank Plus offers plenty of options to help you reach it. Our mortgage team is here to sit down with you and walk through all the possibilities, from different types of loans to down payment assistance programs. We will find solutions that work with your budget and goals. Bank Plus Mortgage, we're here to make you feel at home. Get started at bankplus.net. Bank Plus is more than a name, it's a promise.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Underwriting criteria applies.
Oh, good morning. National High Five Day. Go ahead and walk in work and give your boss a high five. And then say, what's up, mofo? Good morning. Welcome in. Out of Bounds, 105.9 The Zone, ESPN. Goodness gracious, we're live in the Bank Plus studio. High five, Moses Malone. Moses Malone and Dr. J. Those are my guys. I love the 76ers. I love their uniforms because they were red, white, and blue. And I loved Moses Malone. He was so cool. Just smooth, just a dude, right? And then Dr. J was just cool. Mo Cheeks, Andrew Toney. Golly. Maybe the number one guy of the 1980s as far as high fives, of course, they beat everybody, was Magic. There was something about Magic in high fives. He was just a high five machine.
He was.
I hate that you missed him live.
Yeah, me too.
But you've been, but I also, you're fortunate to be able to pull up any game he's ever played on YouTube. Which I've been doing a lot more of that the last year, which is weird. I mean, I've watched a lot more Larry Bird, who I took for granted. I didn't like Larry.
Oh.
And I know you're a Boston guy.
I
know you love your Celtics. I know you love your Red Sox.
I love them.
But Moses Malone was my guy. Dr. J. Magic was just fun to watch because he was doing stuff that he was from another planet at 6'9". Never, ever seen anything like it. Those high fives, the Lakers, because they actually got it up and down the court, you know, under Pat Riley, once they made the move in 80 or 81, whenever it was. Have you watched that?
Showtime.
Showtime? Lakers?
I have.
I know, I'm aware that, you know, a lot of it is exaggerated and embellished, but God, so good.
It's still good. So good.
It's so good. I've watched it I've watched it three times. For me, you know, I was hooked on hoops because of Dr. J and Magic and Bird and Iceman and Moncrief and all those guys. And Adrian Dantley and Alex English. I got to see Alex English play live in Washington, D.C. in 1985 because we went to a game with Jeff Malone, who had played at Mississippi State. Malone played for like 14 years
so
in the
long.
NBA and just, you know, could score, man. That was back when the mid-range jumper
big time.
was a big part of the game. He loved that baseline mid-range jumper. Just like Jeff Norris, my buddy who I grew up playing with. Norris was my first co-host. Norris loved that baseline jumper.
That's nothing.
It's kind of like Iceman and Jeff Malone. You know what I'm saying?
I love it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a sweet shot when you got it.
Oh, when you got it, it's illegal.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. I mean, but I didn't know about Moses.
That's what makes Josh Hubbard so dangerous. He can shoot from 24 feet. He can shoot from 14 feet, or he can take you to the glass.
Lost art.
I know. Most people have one of those.
Right.
That today. Yeah. I mean, we got a bunch of kids that just throw up bricks, can't shoot, and somehow playing at the college level, which blows me away. But Hub can shoot from 24, and he can shoot from 12 to 18 with that touch, which to me is amazing, and bank it off the glass.
Yeah.
He hit some shots from the kind of, not the side, but not straight on, from 12 to 16 feet and used the glass this year. That's an impossible
little kiss
shot.
Love that.
All of us know that played any hoops. Like, you may have done it a few times in your career. You didn't mean to. He meant to kiss it off the glass. Goodness gracious. The Out of Bounds Show is driven by your next John Deere tractor from Ag Up Equipment. Any dealership in the state, Yazoo City, Canton, Pearl, McGee, Hattiesburg, agup.com. Manage your family with all this weather. Manage your family land, your farm, your hunting camp. John Deere tractors, Ag Up Equipment. The text line, 601-885-3776.
Yes, sir.
Should I give away a Tanner Allen baseball today?
Tanner's hot.
I bet there's a lot of little people that would love that. Okay. Or maybe just men or women listening. But, you know, Tanner Allen, number 5.
Oh, man.
Kind of a dude. National. Not just the SEC player of the year.
This podcast is supported by Progressive, a leader in RV insurance. RVs are for sharing adventures with family, friends, and even your pets. So if you bring your cats and dogs along for the ride, you'll want Progressive RV insurance. They protect your cats and dogs like family by offering up to $1,000 in optional coverage for vet bills in case of an RV accident, making it a great companion for the responsible pet owner who loves to travel. See Progressive's other benefits and more when you quote RV insurance at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pet injury is an additional coverage and subject to policy terms.
National College Baseball Player of the Year, national champion Tanner Allen, who's hung out with us. Because we haven't hung out with him. He's hung out with us.
Well, I mean, it was a privilege for him to come up
here. That's a good point. I'm going to text him yesterday and say, we decided on the show that it was a privilege that we have gone to some steak dinners together.
Yeah.
And that you've come in studio.
Just go ahead and tell him he's welcome. Just start with that.
I'm going to do it. You know, I think he's with the Blue Wahoos or something out of Pensacola.
Yeah, you know who they're a part of, right?
They're part of the Braves thing here. I mean, they're in the Braves division.
You know who they are. You know whose team they're affiliated.
Is he with the Marlins?
You're in sync today, man. I got a Miami Marlins shirt on.
Miami Marlins.
And he's with the Marlins.
I got to go down to Pensacola. Well, no, he'll come up here.
To the Bow? Right across from the Bow?
Well, oh, and to the Braves.
Yeah, sure will.
So we got to look at that. We got to get with Lavin. That I'm sure Lavin's already planned it at the Braves. But you talking about somebody who's going to bring people to the gate?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then I'd do some kind of autograph session with him and meet and greet in a suite. And you know what? We'll have to take him. Well, I don't know if that'll work out. I guess it depends on game times. We may take him to dinner. I have to think all that. If they have a 12:05 or a 2:05 that week.
Oh, yeah.
Then we could, we could take him to dinner. That'd be fun. Okay. So Tanner Allen's with, what are they called? The Pensacola?
Wahoos.
Wahoos. Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure I got that right. Is he still with the Marlins? They move around a lot. Jake Mangum's moved a couple of times.
He is.
So I can't keep up with everybody.
He is.
Because you told me Adam Frazier and Hunter Renfroe are now with the Kansas City Royals, which I love those uniforms.
Yeah.
Hey.
Which ones? All of them. Powder blue.
They're so sweet.
Yeah, they're nice. That's it.
Yeah. You know the drill. George Brett got thrown out in a game wearing them against the Yankees because of the tarp, the bat, on the bat.
Yeah.
And then Brett Saberhagen, he comes to the Steve Azar thing some. He's a good dude. Yeah, he's a World Series champion.
Heck yeah.
Saberhagen's a nice guy.
That's cool. I didn't know he made his way down there. Mm-hmm. I like that guy.
Yeah.
Played a lot of video games.
I had all his baseball cards and George Brett's.
George.
Yeah.
And that, yeah, that's a nice, yeah, the Pine Tar moment, iconic for that powder blue jersey.
I know. Wasn't that great?
It was. I think that was, he made me want to play third base.
No doubt.
I mean, I loved him.
No doubt.
Because he ran his mouth a lot.
Oh, he was a hothead.
Loved it.
Yeah.
But played ball.
He was in the Grove a few years ago. I don't know if he had a daughter or nephew or something, but he was hopping around the Grove, I think, for a game or two. Maybe he was hanging out with Brett Michaels.
Could have been.
And Phil Longo.
Longo. Love that guy.
What a dude.
He's a good
that
guy.
That guy's hilarious.
He is. He's a funny guy.
Yeah. He's got one speed. He's been in the office for 4 hours. Dude, that guy would text me at 4:30 in the morning.
I know.
I'm like, what are you doing? I'm not even up.
No.
I don't get up at 4:30. I don't get up at 5. I got up a little early this morning. I had to pack because I got to head out after this. Well, I got a meeting.
What's a little early?
And so I had to get everything together and everything rolling. Should have done it last night.
What's up?
And you know, it took me forever. Couldn't figure out what the hell I was doing.
You got up at what? 4? 4:30?
No. I did not get up that early.
Okay.
Right. No. I got up in the 5 o'clock hour.
Okay, all right.
It just took me longer than I thought. You know, I've gotten it. I've taken so many one night trips over the last 20 years, right?
Right.
For remotes and Startville and Pearl River Resort and going down to the coast and so on. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's other people listening that travel more than me, but I've been on 1,000 one night trips, so I got the thing down.
Right.
But I couldn't get my, I just couldn't get my deal together this morning.
But, you know,
I finally found all my boxers. Wendy had them out in the living room, and they were stacked up, which is great. So I just gobbled up all of those, and I was ready to, and then I couldn't find my shoes. I'd left them out on the back patio yesterday. Just, you know,
well,
it was like lions and tigers and crazy pills.
Better than today, man. It's probably the rain that's coming in.
I think it
maybe
was
a little bit.
Yeah,
a little fog.
Yes, sir.
Well,
yeah, you damn right.
Good morning, welcome in. We are the Out of Bounds Show. We're driven by your next Ford Expedition or Ford Explorer, the Mack Hike Ford, I-55 North in Jackson. We got to get Justin in studio from Mack Hike. We got to connect on that again. And I need to reach out to him. He was going out of town. I was going out of town. You're going out of town. Going back out of town. Anyway, what's going on the text line? I haven't been able to pick it up. Is anything happening there?
Oh, man. You know,
I told one of our listeners earlier this morning, they asked about Blake, and I said he opened up a strip club. You think they took me seriously?
Probably. They may, you know, people just take everything too seriously.
I know. I couldn't help it. I was just having fun.
Well, I mean, you got to.
I mean, goodness gracious. I mean, what are we doing here?
I did get a good from Dexter. You have a good one. Magic and Larry were playing analytics, and everyone else was playing basketball. They were pulling it up.
Magic and Larry were, and this is before MJ, they were playing a game that it was like Martians came down from outer space and had superpowers. That's how good they were.
Completely.
From 1980 to 1980, about six, till Jordan got up and rolling, they were playing a game with superpowers. Now, both totally different stylistically.
Right.
But did a lot of the same things, too. What could they do that separates you? They could pass the basketball at 6'9", man. They could distribute, and they did it beautifully. They could see the floor, and they knew what their teammates were going to do, whether it was Mikhail or Worthy, and it was beautiful. It was art.
It was.
It was. They were both artists.
Yep.
And Magic couldn't shoot. Larry could. Magic was playing point, although Larry handled the ball really, really well.
Oh, yeah.
And Magic could do things that were just – would make you go, what in the world's going on at 6'9"? And Larry would too. And Larry looked as uncoordinated and unathletic as anybody you'd ever seen in your life. And then he'd abuse you.
With one hand.
It's funny as hell listening to the players talk about, you know, what Larry would do to you.
Go lefty.
The best is Nolan Richardson. It's in there somewhere, but I don't even know how everything's. But Nolan Richardson, I don't know if it was his Hall of Fame speech, Jackson, or what, but Nolan Richardson talks about driving through like rural Texas or New Mexico. This was before he got to Arkansas and became a legendary coach and Hall of Famer. And he talks about, I'm listening on the radio, which we all were when, and my, y'all didn't get as much of this, but the magic of radio, because we didn't have streaming and devices and so on. And he said, I guess he's on a recruiting trip or something. And he said, I'm listening, and all I hear is bird, 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 bird. And he goes, man, that guy is unbelievable. And he said, so I'm driving forever and ever, bird, 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 bird. And he said, I wake up the next morning, I realize bird's white. Oh, it was so funny. He told it in a much better, yes. The way he wrapped it up and the way it landed. But it was so funny. Bird scored and passed and scored and passed all night. And then all of a sudden he wakes, and because the next morning, Jackson, you had to get the newspaper.
Right.
On a big game and see Larry and Magic or whoever. I don't think there's cuss words in it, right?
Surely not, man. They're at the Basketball Hall of Fame induction speech.
Okay.
I'll bet it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We are the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. We're brought to you by the amazing breakfast biscuits, eggs, bacon, cheese, sausage at Fleetway Market. And the Market Cafe in Gluckstadt, mouth-watering. Get you a Diet Coke,
ooh,
or a Fiji water. That's kind of a little different. And a breakfast biscuit this morning, and then you can go do 40 minutes of hot yoga. Right? You can. In fact, I think Mark and Sally will let you do it at Beagle Bagel in Madison. We're going to start a hot yoga class in the little courtyard area. We should do that.
Moneymaker.
Oh my gosh. What we call it? Out of bounds or what? Listen, y'all lifestyle. Y'all lifestyle hot yoga. Right outside of Beagle Bagel in the court. What is that called? A 4-year courtyard? What am I trying to say? It's a covered outside area.
Patio.
We should do patio.
Patio.
Yeah. We should do y'all lifestyle hot yoga. But we need to call it something even. I mean, they came up with something cute in 1982 in Los Angeles out on the beach. Right. It was stretching, and then they called it yoga, and I get it. And then they marketed it. We'll have to come up with something, but I kind of like either Whiskey 61 doesn't quite have the quite right ring for that. Whiskey 61's more this afternoon when you're going and putting that massive ribeye on the grill and you're pouring some Wilderness Trail weeded bourbon and you're getting ready for SEC baseball and in the big weekend this weekend. Do we want to take chances and do this? You vet it.
Let me vet it.
You vet it. I think it's going to be okay because we've dropped either Blake or Jason dropped it before, but Nolan Richardson, give that man his due. Great coach. Got to see him coach many a times up close. Talking about intimidating. Nolan Richardson was intimidating. Oh, my gosh. We are the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. I'm your host, Bo Bounds. Want to say good morning. Welcome in. We love you. Thanks for listening. You can stream the show on thezone1059.com, which is powered by Bet 50 Play 40 at Pearl River Resort, Golden Moon Casino Sportsbook and Lounge, and award-winning Dancing Rabbit Golf Club. Bet $50 at the sportsbook. Play dance. You got to keep up with your receipt. Play Dancing Rabbit Golf Club for $40. Bet 50, play 40. Grab you a Tito's, hit the course, the Azaleas or the Oaks, some friends, some buddies. High five. It's National High Five Day. Y'all can high five all up and down the course. You can high five in the sports book. Bet 50, play 40, powered by Pearl River Resort and the Golden Moon Casino Sportsbook and Lounge. An award-winning Dancing Rabbit Golf Club. Hot yoga. Yeah, I like that. That's from one of our listeners on the Ag Up Equipment text line.
Hot
yoga. I like that. That is very creative. You may have won something. Didn't I say I was giving away a Tanner Allen baseball?
That's what you said.
I can't just give it to him. But give us some good ideas on our hot yoga class or our y'all lifestyle hot yoga class. In the patio area outside of Beagle Bagel in Madison.
Yeah.
We got to start this. We've got enough Madison women coming through here to easily fill up a class like that.
Easy.
Plus, I need some more money.
I mean,
this is going to be a side hustle for Bo and Jackson.
Like admission. I mean, we're charging admission at the door.
Mm-hmm.
That's a door fee.
Yeah. So, and Mark and Sally will sell 100 times more bagels and bagel sandwiches and those yummy cinnamon rolls that you love and everything else that they do. So we're live in the Bank Plus studio, Out of Bounds, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. Want to say good morning. Welcome in. You know, we were talking about intimidating coaches. Nolan Richardson, when he would walk out on the court with those cowboy boots on.
Yes.
God, I loved it. And he dressed awesome. And Nolan had this presence about him. And he was a big man. And those cowboy boots, you know, I mean, I guess he is a Texas guy. I think Nolan is. And he would come out on the floor. And let me tell you something. He was not scared to stomp on a floor when he did not like a call or his player wasn't doing what they were supposed to do with those cowboy boots.
Right.
And, I mean, he scuffed up many of floors and he didn't care whether it was yours or his. Whether he was in Bud Walton or the Hump or Rupp. Or down in Baton Rouge at Maravich Assembly Center.
Ooh.
I mean, he had some wars with Dale Brown, Richard Williams, Rick Pitino, Wimp Sanderson. Who else was good back then? It was a smaller league. No, we still had, you know, Eddie Fogler was pretty good for a while.
El Paso.
El Paso, on the border, man.
On the border.
I haven't been to El Paso. I've been to Mexico. I don't think I'm going to El Paso. Don't think I'm going to make it. That's going to be another one that's just not going to make the list.
You're going to be proud of me over here.
What you got?
For betting it. Thankfully.
Did it have cussing in it?
Yes, it did.
Well, then there's got to be another version on there where it got taken out.
Either that or I'm just going to censor it during the break. So
okay. We'll have it. So we'll drop it on the other side?
For sure.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds good.
Yes, sir.
Nolan Richardson talking about Larry Bird.
So it ain't bragging if you can back it up.
What?
He was scuffing people's floors with the cowboy boots. Oh, that's fighting.
I know.
Oh, no. You can't do that.
Oh, he did.
Oh, no. I mean, he's from Texas. I mean.
What?
If he is from Texas, I guess you kind of have a little more right to do it.
I think he was one tough dude.
I did too.
Great basketball coach, Hall of Famer, and won a national championship at Arkansas with Scotty Thurman and Corliss Williamson. Corliss Williamson looked like an edge rusher in the NFL. That's what I'm going to go with. Yeah, edge rusher in the NFL.
What were they, what was going on in 94? Why was Arkansas winning the championship in 94?
Because of Nolan.
Straight, yeah.
Well, they had already loved it because of Eddie Sutton and Sidney Moncrief.
Oh, Sidney
15 Moncrief. Years before.
Didn't know that.
Almost more.
That's news.
Yeah.
And I know that. Sidney Moncrief played at Arkansas.
Sidney Moncrief, who went on to play in the NBA and was a hell of a player.
Very, very good.
Because I had his Milwaukee Bucks poster in my room in Bellhaven in 1983. Sidney Moncrief played at Arkansas, among others. They had, who was it? Mayday? The Mayday crew? That was before Corliss and, wasn't it? Todd Day and maybe, they had two guards. So we had Moten and Maxwell at Florida.
Yeah.
Okay. Who were Vernon Maxwell would go on and win two NBA world championships for the Houston Rockets with Akeem the Dream and Kenny Smith, Kenny the Jet.
That's right. Akeem got two?
Akeem got two because Jordan went and played baseball.
That's right.
So Akeem, Olajuwon, and them took advantage of that.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Bulls and Knicks couldn't beat the Rockets with Jordan gone. Obviously, the Knicks didn't have Jordan, but they couldn't take advantage of that window.
The jubilation of him retiring or going to baseball had to have been massive.
Lee Mayberry?
That's him. Yep.
Okay. All right.
That's him.
Yeah. So you had Moten and Maxwell that were a hell of a guard tandem down in Florida. And they didn't care about it, but, man, they were so much fun to watch. And Moten was the point guard. Maxwell was the two. And then you had, what was it, May and Day?
Yes.
Yeah.
Man, that's as I was completely unaware of this Arkansas basketball. I mean, I knew they loved it, but I didn't.
Right.
I didn't realize it went back to Moncrief.
Well, did you see people are giving Jerry Jones a hard time because he's ranked number 32 right now in offseason spending, both free agency and re-signing.
How?
And he has pledged evidently a nice chunk to John Calipari for NIL because Jerry and Steven are Hogs and they're Razorback alums. How about that? And they're all, you know, they go back there a good bit. Of course, when you're on that kind of jet from Dallas to Fayetteville, it takes about 24 minutes to get back to Arkansas. You can leave an hour before the game starts from Dallas and still get in your seats.
He's 32nd?
They are 30. Sport Track dropped this week that the Dallas Cowboys are ranked 32nd in off-season spending. Yeah.
That's unacceptable.
Well, it's been like this for years. It's just people have blamed. But, I mean, people aren't educated. People are blaming Romo and Dak. They're the only reason why they're not. I'll say it again. They're the only reason why they're not the New York Jets or Jacksonville Jaguars. We are the Out of Bounds Show. We're driven by your next John Deere tractor from any ag up equipment dealership. Good morning. Welcome in. I'm your host, Bo Bounds.